Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Glenn Spencer of American Patrol just joined us, and he's read the McCain bill and what Bush is pushing, and his analysis is exactly on line with mine. Blanket total amnesty for everyone here, anyone that ever gets here in perpetuity, and the federal government allowing corporations to pay to bring in their own labor forces. Just, you know, no more of the special visas, just wide open, importing in the third world. 6+ billion people all wanting to come here. They'll all come in, become citizens, pull the lever for gun control, pull the lever for tyranny. They're used to cops shoving them around. They're used to tyranny. This is the globalist plan. You're watching America die. You're watching the government lower the shields, lower the drawbridge, and let the barbarians in by design to destroy America. Then you'll have your EU and your New World Order. And a lot of the neocons are making excuses for Bush. Oh, he's just being political. Folks, it's politically unpopular to do what he's doing in all the major polls. The majority of Hispanics are against this. They try to make it a racial issue. That is, Bush does. There is so much news. We're joined by Joel Skousen. Joel Skousen is a political scientist by training, specializing in philosophy and law and constitutional theory. He's also the designer of high-security residences and retreats. He's designed self-sufficient and high-security homes throughout North America and has consulted in Central America as well. And he's also a fighter pilot in Vietnam. And we're honored to have Joel Skousen on the show. The website's joelskousen.com. Talk about 9/11, the police state, the New World Order, the open borders, all of it. Joel, good to have you on.
Thank you, Alex. It's always good to be with you.
Let me get your take on the getting rid of the borders.
Well, I just wrote my latest World Affairs brief coming out today called Amnesty by Stealth. And it really isn't very stealthy, frankly, as you've pointed out. This is a very interesting case in the sense that even pragmatic Karl Rove, Bush's chief gave strong warning to Bush that this is a dead political issue unless you call it by some other name. And that's what went on in the White House. They said, we won't call this amnesty. We'll just call it, a temporary worker program. But it's amnesty, whatever name you want to call it.
Well, it's the boldest amnesty ever seen. The way this is written, it's not just who's here, it's whoever gets here.
Exactly. It's an ongoing program. For example, let me show you what he says, or at least the AP who commented and gave the government line, said this is supposed to tell the United States and get a handle on who's crossing the border. Well, it doesn't do anything at all except for those that are illegal now. Yes, they'll be on the rolls and they can go past it freely. But when you have a huge magnet like this, you're going to have tons more coming across the border because they know all they got to do is get a job, run down to the local INS, sign up for the temporary worker program, and they're in scot-free.
And it's not temporary. After 3 years, they automatically reissue it.
Yes, there's another aspect of that, too. Bush is attempting to at least double the number of green cards that are going to be allowed. They will be immediately eligible to apply for a green card as soon as they sign on to this temporary worker program. So this is a seamless amnesty. It's just a play on words. But, this shouldn't surprise us. As you know, at least 3 months ago, Bush says he was going to push another amnesty, and it just got so much flack that he's had to rename it. In fact, he had the audacity to say when he announced this is not an amnesty. I mean, it's like the bigger the lie, the more effective it is. And conservatives are nodding their heads.
Yeah, Joel, this is not a radio show. This is not a radio show, and you're not Joel Skousen, and I'm not Alex Jones, okay? Hey, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? Your name's not Joel, okay? All right, we'll be back. We'll get into 9/11 and a lot more. There's so much happening. I want to get your take, too, on this new moon mission and Mars mission. We'll be back, and we'll take your calls.
I have been on collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
40 pounds in 3 months? Anne's another listener who took my advice and lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor.
I heard about collagenate through radio station. I've gone down about 3 dress sizes. I feel good. I have energy. I was really tired before. I didn't have a lot of energy, and I've got 3 kids, so it was kind of hard to keep up with them. But now I feel wonderful. I've had people notice quite a bit. They're coming up to me, and they're saying, what have you done? And just tell them I went on collagenate. I have been on collagenate for 3 months now, and I've lost 40 pounds.
Wow, 40 pounds. This was Ann's personal experience while taking Vim and Vigor's collagenate. Why don't you see what collagenate can do for you? Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. And hey, get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. You got to call now, 1-800-622-8446. Again, that's 1-800-622-THIN.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, already 8 minutes and roughly 30 seconds into the second hour. We're joined by Joel Skousen, a political scientist, expert in law and constitutional theory. Joel was raised in Oregon and later served as a fighter pilot for the U.S. Marine Corps during the Vietnam era prior to beginning his design firm, specializing in high-security residences and retreats during the 80s. He took a leave of absence to serve as the chairman of the Conservative National Committee in Washington, D.C., and concurrently served as the executive director of Conservative Digest. For 2 years, he published a newsletter entitled The World Affairs Brief and served as a senior editor of Cogitations, a quarterly journal on law and government. The World Affairs Brief is now back in publication and is available as a weekly email newsletter or as a monthly print edition. The website is joelskousen.com, and we'll spell that out for you a little bit later. We got a link to it on InfoWars.com. Joel, we were talking about the border and talking about the end of America. Why would the globalists want to do this? But for those that just joined us, first off, what is the New World Order? What is globalism? And what will life be like once we get deeper into it?
Well, that's a big package of questions there. Which do you want me to take first, Alex?
Take all three of them. They're all interconnected.
Well, let's finish up the border issue before we go into the broader New World Order issues, because I think this is very crucial for people to understand the tactics that they're going to use. You know, there's been been a lot of hoopla about Homeland Security and Bush saying he's going to protect us. But there has been virtually no proposal whatsoever from this administration to close this border. Now, they don't intend to, in my opinion. What they do intend to do is continue to play the game of rhetoric. Conservatives are particularly susceptible to this concept. Give them a little bit of a promise and they'll give you another 3 years until they finally start to say, hey, he never fulfilled that. Let's press him again. Then they give him another promise. And pretty soon, 8 or 10 more years have passed with open borders. And all of a sudden, and I'm predicting this, that within 10 years, our Mexican-American, will be such a large percentage. They may not be a majority yet of this country, but virtually it will become impossible for any politician to get elected without kowtowing to that Latino minority, big minority. They're already, of course, the biggest minority in the country. And I think that's what the strategy is you want to continue to placate, harass, discuss ad infinitum until it's too late. And I think Americans really need to draw a line on this proposal. I know it's slick. It's difficult to convince conservatives that this is really a ruse because he says all the right words. But believe me, if we don't quickly stop this, I don't think, California may not even have a chance. They've resurrected Proposition 187 to try to cut off benefits, although they've stopped trying to cut off the public school benefits. That's a sacred cow now. But I think within 3 or 4 more years, even California won't be able to pass an anti-immigration law of any sort just because of the massive amount of influx of people.
Now, I brought this question up to Glenn Spencer. In the polls, the majority of Hispanics are against open borders, but the media frames it like it's something Hispanics want. Oh, this is a good thing. Of course, we always talk about Hispanics. That's the majority of the illegals pouring in from Latin America. Bush's deal will bring them in from all over the planet. Doesn't matter. How can somebody from Mexico want to make this like Mexico when they're trying to leave Mexico? I mean, I guess it's just a pride issue of, maybe I'll be rich once we enslave these people. Or, maybe that's the idea, kind of replicating that. Maybe they can be the big bosses over slaves like they've done in Mexico.
Well, I really don't think, I'm fluent in Spanish. I know a lot of Mexican people and a lot of friends who have come across and become very good people here and even fairly conservative. Those that make some money become conservative, although they're hooked into the Republican image of conservatism where it isn't truly protective of liberty anymore. But they really don't have a predatory instinct. There are groups that do, of course. And you've talked about them, Spencer's talked about that. But these are mostly, I think, front groups for the globalist agenda, or there are some that are still working with the latent Marxist movement that's still under the surface here in the United States.
Yeah, that's Metro La Raza. Exactly. Yeah. It's a front. It's a New York, Madison Avenue front of the Hispanics want open borders, and it's all being run out of New York because the Mexicans I talked to aren't into this whole La Reconquista deal. So this is quite a setup.
I think so, and clearly it's something that's very, very big in the mind of globalist Mexican President Vicente Fox. He is really a globalist, I think, that was put in collusion with the Bush administration. They have a regular round table where they discuss strategy about how to get through these pro-Mexican pieces of legislation across the American people. And I'm embarrassed to say, living in Utah now, that they have a real yes-man congressional delegation. Super patriotic, pro-Republican delegation here in Utah that literally is used to carry water for this administration on every one of these pro-Mexican initiatives.
Well, Hatch wants Arnold to be able to be president, he said. They want to be able to have a foreigner, foreign-born, be the president.
Yeah, when this first came out and I thought Hatch, and I know Senator Hatch, and, whenever I talk to him, he says, oh, I'm just so busy, I just can't take any more projects on, and I keep trying to get him to do what's right as a long-term friend of the family. But he's clearly sold out to the other side. When he brought up this constitutional amendment about changing, I said, there isn't any constituency for this. Where do you get this? You know, and of course, the administration wants it. He's just carrying water. This man has been promised, I believe, a seat on the Supreme Court if he continues to carry water and for this administration. I don't know if they'll betray him like they did over his the promise to run for president. You know, they let him run against George Bush. He didn't have a chance. It was just a joke here in Utah to see Orrin Hatch going through the motions of trying to get the powers that be to fulfill his promise to him. But he still is faithful to them. It's a real shame.
Absolutely. Now, for those that just joined us, I want to get into 9/11 and you know, fighter pilots' view on this and some of the evidence of what you think's coming up with new terror attacks. But for those that just joined us, what is the New World Order?
Well, the New World Order is, to be very, very frank, it is a globalist conspiracy to take down national sovereignty at any nation who wants to defend it, put all nations into a member state category. They'll still be given the token title of sovereign states, but they won't be sovereign any more than states are sovereign in the federal framework of the United States Constitution. The process of the New World Order is, in fact, one of attempting to slowly talk people into losing their sovereignty. And eventually, if that doesn't work, to create a future world war that will force people into it. And I think that's what we're headed for sometime toward the end of this decade.
I agree with you. Ron Paul says we're going to have a depression. Bush passed much of Patriot Act 3 a few weeks ago, Patriot Act 2 a few weeks ago. And now there's discussions of the Victory Act 2, which is really Patriot Act 3. I mean, Joel, I listened to a bunch of neocon talk radio yesterday, and it was, well, Bush, this is kind of bad, but he can't help it. And, well, you wouldn't rather have the Democrats, would you? Well, yeah, I mean, under Bill Clinton, he couldn't get away with this because conservatives were awake and aware.
Yeah.
George Bush, bigger government, open borders, says he'll sign the assault weapons ban, campaign finance reform, protecting Bill Clinton, signing on to UNESCO. I mean, you talk about water bearers. I mean, you know, what do you have to say about all these Rush Limbaughs?
You know, what's really interesting about the comments I get from conservatives in response to my newsletter each week is that, well, you know, Bush is anti-UN. You know, he's really done us a great service, and it's not true at all. You know, it's a very sophisticated game Bush is playing. It's a very sophisticated strategy, and it's very difficult for many people to understand it, but let me see if I can't explain it. Essentially, Bush has to do two things simultaneously. He has to, first of all, antagonize the world against the United States in order to someday force people to switch their allegiance to the United States defending democracy, quote, to the New World Order defending, and that's what's happening. For example, by taking this unilateral approach to foreign policy, the Bush administration is engendering a great deal of hate and discontent against the U.S. Now, this will eventually be used by Russia and China to justify their striking America with a preemptive nuclear strike at some point when they have to say, hey, somebody's got to stop this rogue nation rampaging through the world.
Then the world will see it as good.
Yes.
We're playing the bad cop in Iraq. Then the U.N. comes in as the good cop, and here's the Washington Post. White House wants U.N. to return to Iraq. That's today. Here's another one. U.N. and Guatemala sign landmark agreement in bid to curb illegal and secret groups. The U.N. is taking over the police forces of Guatemala. Go ahead.
But it's true that the U.N. has been raised in the eyes of moderates and even liberal people because it's viewed as the only hope to put the Bush administration in their place. The U.S. is looked upon as benevolent in Iraq, and it never has had a benevolent presence in any country.
Well, Joel, the same thing, exactly, and we'll talk about it when we get back, but the same thing with England. They'll pass draconian laws, abuse the people, then the only recourse is the EU, and they'll actually give them good rulings. Now the British people are starting to see the EU as the good guys.
That's right. It's very, very slick. Now, one thing I might also point out, and I'm probably the only one who's analyzed this way, is there is a split within the New World Order. Maybe we can talk about that after the break.
Sure, we will, Joel. We're honored to have you, a real expert on the New World Order, folks. Enjoy talking to somebody who knows what they're talking about. And this is the reality, what you're hearing. They're planning to destroy you and your family. They want you enslaved, a mindless serf, hopped up on Prozac, living in some high-rise cubicle, biometrically scanning to buy and sell. Do you want to be part of that? It's only a few years away.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Americans, get the IRS off your back legally. Discover the secret the IRS is terrified you'll learn. You probably owe no federal income tax and never have. The IRS itself admits that millions and millions of Americans already have learned the truth and have dropped out of the system, and so can you. The federal courts and even the U.S. Supreme Court have verified that the reward for your labor, wages, salaries, and compensation for personal services is not and never has been taxable. In fact, the Supreme Court ruled over 106 years ago that such a tax imposed by the federal government on the citizens of the states would be unconstitutional and illegal. I know this sounds crazy and scary. You've been carefully trained by government propaganda for decades. But especially today with a tough economy, why would you let the government continue to illegally grab money from you when there's a simple, proven, and legal way to keep it all yourself? To get the details and learn the truth, get on the internet and go to federaltax.net. That's federaltax.net. Do it today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll take your calls for Joel Skousen. The toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. His website is joelskousen.com. That's Joel and then Skousen, Skousen.com. Joel, you were talking about a split in the New World Order. I'd imagine there's thousands of low-level splits with these criminals always fighting with each other like different mafias do. They just agree to keep the general public in the dark but have wars with each other. But you're talking about two major blocks. Go ahead.
I am. Before I answer that, let me just say I need to talk to you off-air during the next break.
Sure.
There is, in my analysis, two major controlling powers that are attempting to take control of the New World Order. One is the Anglo-American establishment, you know, that we're most familiar with, that we view traditionally as the New World Order. And they are the ones essentially in the driver's seat right now because they control the purse strings. They control the World Bank. They control the Bank of International Settlements, most of the central banks, if not all of them. And so they're really in the driver's seat. But there is another faction, and that is a Moscow-driven faction which controls most of the European-based New World Order structure, including the EU. Now you say, well, how could that be? You know, these people are in NATO, they're anti-communist. Well, that's more on the surface. In fact, once World War II ended, the Communist Party decided to go underground and run all of their operations through the Socialist International. And that puts a different light on the subject. If you look at the membership of the Socialist International, you will find that almost all leaders in Europe, of major European nations, are members of the Socialist International. And it reaches across into Latin America as well. All of the presidents under the PRI that used to run Mexico until Vicente Fox were part of the Socialist International. In other words, they were essentially under the control of Moscow. So what we have now is Vicente Fox got the other side of the New World Order, got its hand into Mexico through him. Tony Blair's an interesting case. I'm trying to analyze for your listeners which side of the New World Order faction are these leaders on. Tony Blair is actually part of the Socialist International Moscow Marxist faction, but he is playing as a big ally of George Bush. And I think it's a little bit of a Trojan horse of the Moscow side trying to make inroads into the power structure of the Anglo-American establishment. But you see, the Moscow side of the New World Order controls the UN Security, or not Security Council, the U.S. Controls that, but it controls the General Assembly. About 90% of the nations vote right down the Moscow party line. So that's why the UN continues to try to chip away at Security Council powers. And that's very, very dangerous. Right now, you know, Western states have a, well, everybody's got a veto power, and even though the communists have a veto power, it does allow us to maintain some sovereignty.
But earlier, Joel, you said Bush, and this is clearly what's happening, is playing into this, building the UN up, actually legitimizing them.
Precisely, and that's why you don't find, despite their controversy, so-called controversy with the UN, you never find the U.S. attempting to get out of the UN or strengthen their position of sovereignty, and they never use their veto, hardly at all.
See, Joel, you see this as two separate systems. I see it as a left and right arm. At the top of that pyramid, you've got the big central banks that need two sides to keep their criminal arms in line so one of the arms doesn't try to get ascension on its own.
But there's a difference. There's still a difference, even though I agree that your big central banks still continue to prop up Russia. They continue to help maintain this grand deception of the fall of the Soviet Union. Nevertheless, I differ from the General Birch Society view that, in fact, my uncle began and promulgated this about the Anglo-American establishment controlling both sides of the political spectrum, including the communists. But it really isn't true. They influence it. They build it up for Hegelian purposes.
Well, that's what I just said.
But
exactly.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it's a left and right arm. I think the Russians are actually a separate predatory power, and they intend to kill the West at some point. Not to destroy.
But what I'm saying is the bankers need to have that threat to keep their Anglo-American establishment in line. The top of the pyramid plays the two sides against each other.
Yes, but it's not a direct control. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you know, no, I think they've lost control in many cases.
Yeah, it's still indirect control, and they are inducing the Russians to someday strike, and the Russians are having, they're reluctant to. They suspect a trap, and there is a trap being set.
All right, when we get back, I want to briefly talk about, as a fighter pilot, what you were saying about September 11th, that's very important, and get a response on that, then we'll go to some calls. We'll be right back, folks, and then we've got Heath Parker coming on from Texas Frontline to talk about the immigration situation, the end of the border, the capitulation to the globalist by Lord Bush, and then we'll also get to Paul Joseph Watson. Well, yeah, a lot of guests today. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Michael Corbin, host of A Closer Look, heard live 6 to 9 p.m. Central Monday through Friday and 7 to 9 p.m. Central on Saturday. Now, everyone knows that in order to have a healthy body, you have to provide a diet of healthy food. Well, the same is true for your mind. Now you can meet your daily requirements of thought-provoking food for the mind by keeping your dial tuned to the family of talk programming from the Genesis Communications Network. Nowhere else will you find hosts like Joyce and Dave on the Power Hour, Derry Brownfield, Alex Jones, Michael Trudeau, John Statmiller, and me, Michael Corbin. Now, if that's not enough, there is a lot more. Whatever your taste, there is something for everyone at Genesis. So, stay informed and feed your mind. Visit our website at www.gcnlive.com to view our exciting lineup of programming, or for more information, contact Genesis Communications Network at 1-877-996-4327.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Mark and Norm and others that are holding, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Joel Skousen, I mean, it's clear when the British environment minister, number three guy in the Blair government, Michael Meacher, goes public a few months ago and says if the globalists, if that is the Bushes, didn't carry out 9/11, they certainly had knowledge of it and funded them. Clearly, that is the left-wing side of the U.N., again, that's why Europe has allowed all the facts of that the military-industrial complex carried out 9/11 to come forward. So I agree with you on that. But just in a few minutes, your analysis of 9/11, and then we'll start going to some calls.
Well, you know, one of the most interesting conundrums in the 9/11 is how do you get if the Arabs were in fact the ones hijacking these airplanes, and that is still for doubt. Now, there is virtually no confirmable evidence that the United States has given anywhere of the true identity of Arabs or if they were, in fact, on the planes. We have been denied any video security footage of any Arabs walking aboard that airplane. We've denied any of the lists. There's simply, you know, we've been denied all of the conversations between the FAA and the pilots as the pilots would have declared an emergency about the hijacking.
Well, now nine of the hijackers have been found alive
sure.
and dead.
And what's more interesting is with the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the supposed mastermind, over 9 months ago, the U.S. has continued to leak supposed admissions of Muhammad about that confirm the government position. But what's very strange is he has never made any statement, according to the U.S., about how they got their training. We know they didn't get their training in these aircraft if they, in fact, were the flyers and the hijackers. They didn't get their training in Cessnas. I can tell you as a fighter pilot, it would be very, you know, I could probably handle one of those aircraft even never having flown it before. But you have to have a tremendous amount of training, and none of these people had any competency to be able to accomplish that. So either these flight training in the Cessna was simply a cover to allow the story to go forward that this is how they got trained, to cover for some other Middle Eastern country aligned with the Bush administration who actually did the training. Or, in fact, they never were hijacked by these particular
pilots. All right, well, let me throw something into the pot here. Again, obviously, folks, I've made two films, written a book on 9/11, and only covered some of the evidence. There's so many smoking guns. It is a ledger or a story or a patsy fallback that they were trained at those local flight schools where they would get in the Cessnas and then jump out on the runway, which shows they couldn't fly, which then makes it more confusing that MSNBC, Pensacola News Journal, and this is admitted, that at least seven of the supposed hijackers were trained in a secret program in 1999 under the CIA at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in some type of secret operation. Now, what do you say to them, Apples?
Well, I'm just not sure. I haven't seen any verifiable documentation about that claim. I've read it. You know, I know what you're saying, but they haven't given us any names, any other way to confirm that. That would be highly unlikely. I trained at Pensacola. Okay, I know the facilities there. I don't think that would have given them the training sufficient to do so. They have an Arab-speaking flight school at Fort Worth that they could have flown in with government visas. They didn't do it there either. I still think that in order to do this, if they did have Arabs flying these things, and that's still in doubt, they were trained in full-sized aircraft, not simulators, in Libya, in Saudi Arabia, not Iraq, but perhaps Iran, too.
But again, here's the question. Why would the Arabs, knowing this would bring down the wrath of the globalists, do something like this? And then we've got PNAC saying we need terror attacks for imperial mobilization. We've got Brzezinski of the Trilateral Commission saying all this. We have the public officials being warned not to fly. That's admitted. We have Salman Rushdie being warned not to fly. Mayor Willie Brown. We have all this. We have the insider trading. We have Bush Sr. meeting with the head bin Laden that morning in D.C. We have, in New York. At the same time in D.C., we have General Mahmoud Ahmed for his week-long meeting with the CIA that morning, having breakfast with the House and Senate Intelligence Chairman. We have all of this, and again, that's just a small portion of it. How does all that tie together?
Well, in my opinion, there's only one who really could have benefited from this. It certainly wouldn't have benefited the Muslim nations. It would only have benefited an administration who had a globalist orientation, who wanted to set up agent provocateur incidents in order to justify the dismantling of U.S. constitutional protections. And that is exactly what has happened. So I'm pointing the finger at the Bush administration. But more than just George Bush, because I believe he's a script reader, I think it goes higher than that. It goes to the shadow government that has been working in the Clinton administration, the former Bush administration. I don't believe Reagan was a knowing conspirator in that shadow government, but I think they controlled him through George Bush and other people.
Well, the historical record shows that. Reagan was talking about getting rid of the IRS, saying there were scams, and then suddenly he gets shot and everything changes. But at the same time, Joel, I mean, you've been in the higher levels of the Republican Party. You're a prominent guy saying this. A lot of others are talking about this. But exactly, we see them setting up this high-tech police state in the aftermath of 9/11. We see the border still wide open. And I know that the globalists carried out the Anglo-American Skull and Bones side of it, the Bohemian Grove Club side, carried out 9/11. I know they told the men that carried this out that, well, we're doing this to get the people mobilized because they don't know we're about to have a war with Russia and China. That's how they sold it to the men to carry this out. But they have to know that their bosses are setting up their own command and control model here. So how do we reach out to the people who actually engineered this?
Well, I'm not so sure that they had, you know, that you can sell legitimate patriotic people on this. You might use, I think it would be much more logical to say they used actual dark side operators, the whole slew of these people in the CIA who know how to fly all the various aircraft. You know, there's rumors that this could have been done remote control. I don't know of any legitimate military people who would have done these deeds, even if they were given an excuse. It's just too
well easy. Hitler found people to burn the Reichstag. Hitler found people to kill the folks at the radio station.
Yeah, it only took two or three, though, to burn down the Reichstag.
Well, exactly, know. but I mean, they've always found, I mean...
Yeah, but they're dark side operators. They don't take legitimate military people. Most of the soldiers in the Nazi period.
Well, of course, I meant people in government, but again, a lot of them are deluding themselves to do it. Are you saying these are just actual evil people?
Yeah, I'm saying they're actual evil people. They're unprincipled people. We know how the CIA tests people regularly to see if they're capable of coming into the dark side operations. They send prostitutes to their hotel room. They want to see if they'll cheat on their wife. And they lead from one thing to another until they've proven by their unprincipled behavior that they're capable of this kind of level of corruption and insensitivity to conscience. And it's a very real process.
But when I say get folks to come forward, I mean those in NORAD who heard the voice of Dick Cheney, who took control of the shadow government. That's now admitted. They won't release the transcripts of what his voice was saying. They had the, quote, standout of NORAD. It is admitted that the CIA was running a drill of flying planes into buildings in New York and D.C. that morning. That's
right.
How they were able to order him to stand down.
Right. And, you know, I've had emails from people who direct contact with the controllers at military airports that got the order to shut down the flight line and not let anyone take off to intercept these aircraft.
And Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton, has, by the way, deposed a lot of those folks.
Yeah, as I say, we need to work on a list of that and get this thing really nailed down. I think that, you know, the possibility of breaking this thing open if we can get some people on tape.
Absolutely. Just a one-minute answer on this, then we'll go to the calls, folks. I know you've been patient. How do we stop it? And be honest, do you think we can stop it or at least get a stalemate and not have them launch into even bigger terror attacks? Because it's clear 9/11 was only a primer for that imperial mobilization.
That's right. We're guaranteed to have other high-profile attacks. And the proof that we don't have real terrorist cells in this country is we have no normal terrorism, no car bombings, no suicide bombings, no electrical pylon bombings. That's the easy stuff. We have none of that. But that's the proof we don't have a real al-Qaeda. It is a government terrorist operation in order to justify what we're doing. Can we stop it? I don't think so, frankly, Alex. That doesn't mean that we have to stop fighting. We have to. I think the only chance of ever breaking it loose, of course, is to expose the conspiracy word, which the media will not allow us to utter in mainstream sources, lest they, you know, laugh you off the stage. But unfortunately, because of the lockdown control and the fact that, that they have over the news and information, even our internet access to people doesn't seem to be enough to break loose enough to cause a change. Even if we did start to break loose, I think they'd pull a similar thing to the JFK assassination. They'll march out Walter Cronkite to debunk these theories, and they'll only pick the easy things to debunk. And they'll do a public television special, and people will nod their head and say, oh, yeah, they've got answers to these.
Because they know deep down we're lazy and don't want to stand and fight.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But Joel...
But we've got to build a remnant of people who do know, because I don't think they'll take us all down. And I think there will be, in this next Third World War scenario, of when they nuke this nation, it's not going to kill everybody. It's probably only going to kill 20%. Now, that's horrendous, because I think they're only going to hit military targets. But I think that there will be a loss of control for a period of time of this conspiracy, and I think it's potential to be able to mobilize the resistance if enough people can be, can understand what the real threat is. But trying
All right,
to get
now, and we are going to go to the calls, but also I've heard you make the good point that, well, going back, my point is back when you're really fighting terrorism, you ignore it, you don't play it up, you don't create fear off of it, because that's what the terrorists want. Again, showing that the government is, the control arms there are behind the terrorism, they do play it up. They give us the definition of terrorism, scaring us for a political or personal gain. And you've gone over the fact that Al-Qaeda didn't supposedly exist until just a few years ago, and how it's supposedly this giant organization. I mean, this is so transparent.
And so impotent, you know, this organization has billions of dollars from Saudi Arabia and all, and yet is so impotent that they can't do one normal terrorist attack. You can't have it both ways. Either it exists as the huge organization or it doesn't. And I say it doesn't. It's a small cadre. It's a shell of an organization that's controlled at the top by the CIA.
And that's historically admitted, but the media likes to ignore that, Joel.
Yeah, you know, they claim they lost control. Where's the proof? In fact, we don't get anything about Al-Qaeda except if it comes from U.S. intelligence. There's virtually no independent sources. Even MI6, the British government, simply parrots what they get from the CIA. And so do the European agents. Well, everybody's talking about Al-Qaeda. Everybody's talking about this suspect has links to Al-Qaeda, but that's just a standard phrase. There's virtually no proof ever that has been given
of
anybody's links to Al-Qaeda.
Whether it's the Philippines or England or Israel, every time I see a terrorist attack and we go investigate it, it leads back to the government. And again, the governments have the motives. Yes, it is terrorism. The terrorists attacked us because they hate our freedom. That's why the New World Order attacked us, to get rid of our freedom. That's actually true. Nice.
That's an interesting take on that subject. I had not thought of that one.
Well, they love double-meaning statements. Let's go to the calls. Mark in Minnesota, you're on the air with Joel Skousen. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Hello?
Good, thank you. Go ahead.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi to you.
I was in the Marine Corps, but... by the way, I don't know if you heard about one of the latest events with that would indicate government involvement in 9/11. But supposedly, there was an Al Qaeda tape. There was video footage of the World Trade Center attack, which only the government was supposed to have, and it ended up in the hands of Al Qaeda. That was all over NBC. That was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I saw that. Joel, did you see that?
No, I didn't. Tell me what happened there.
I guess it's my understanding it was, they might have been like actually Mossad operatives, and they filmed they videotaped the World Trade Center attack as it happened.
Now,
yes,
that's
I saw
not
that
an
tape.
Urban legend, by the way. It is admitted they arrested those guys. They were Mossad. They went to the moving company. Everything had been pulled out, and the owner was a well-known intelligence operative.
And the FBI seized the video footage. And it was all over mainstream news, NBC, and so forth. Only the government was supposed to have this tape, and somehow it ended up in the hands of Al-Qaeda, and Al-Qaeda was playing the tape.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't that interesting, Joel?
Yeah, it really is. Of course, you know, one must not lead to the conclusion, as some have, that 9/11 was an Israeli operation. If the Mossad was involved, it's because they were, you know, there's a seamless relationship between the Mossad and the CIA.
That's my point, is the FBI went on, the deputy director, a month after 9/11, 2 months after, actually, went on Fox News and said, we arrested 142 Israeli operatives who were shadowing Al-Qaeda. We think they may have let this happen. And I think there was some type of weird blackmail going on, you know, in international news, infighting. And I pointed out, I said, okay, well, if you were following them and arrested the Israelis a month before 9/11, that means that you knew too. But see, that they don't think that we can think.
That's a great point.
I mean, can Israel order NORAD to stand down, Joel?
Yeah, that's precisely the point. But there is a seamless relationship between the Mossad and the CIA, so that's indistinguishable. You cannot say when the Mossad is involved that this is Israel. This is just as much the U.S. if the Mossad is involved.
Yeah, they're just different compartments of really the same operation. But the other thing, I'm curious, what do you think the nexus is between Bush's Jobs for Illegal Aliens program and filling some of these police state apparatus jobs?
Oh, yeah. They say, what, 20,000 of the troops over there aren't even U.S. citizens in Iraq, you know, in our contingent, and now they're saying, we'll join the military, we'll make you a citizen automatically, and filling the police forces with them, Joel.
Yeah, I think that there is a need to bring in more and larger troops that can fulfill dark side operations. You know, the Americans who are in police forces, there is a fair amount of resistance against doing some of these operations. And for example, they've stopped really doing it. In the 80s, we had lots of whistleblowers coming out of the U.S. military, flyboys, helicopter pilots who were flying drugs for the CIA, and finally got tired of it. And they all, you know, we have dozens of whistleblowers. You know, you don't hardly ever hear any of those whistleblowers, and that's because they're not using normal patriotic.
That's right. They shifted
pilots
back into MENA and using governors and local sheriffs. And
yeah, they're not doing that anymore.
Alex.
Yeah, I've got to let you go, Mark. Thanks for the call. We're going to come back and talk to Norm and others with Joel Skelton in our final segment. Try to jam a few calls in real quick. But this is all very, very serious. And it's classic bringing in foreign forces. I mean, the British did it twice with German mercenaries, did they not, Joel?
Yes, they certainly did. Clear back in the Revolutionary War.
Absolutely. And then again into the next century down on the southern coast. All right, folks, we'll be right back with a couple more calls. Then we'll go back into the border discussion and then back to the stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey replacement elements. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey replacement elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We got Keith Parker from American Frontline, Texas Frontline, coming on. And then we've got Paul Watson. We'll have them both on together. And we'll continue with your calls. Joel Skelton is going to stay there 5 minutes in the next hour with us so we can take all these calls we've got. Briefly, go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, my book, Descent into Tyranny. All three of those cover September 11th from different angles. There's so much evidence. Get the films, get the books. If we don't expose who's behind this terror, They're going to get away with everything. That's one of our one silver bullets or chink in the armor, you know, missing the scale on the dragon's fat belly, is exposing who's behind the terror. Police State 3 gets into other examples of government-sponsored terror throughout history. Go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the films or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Let's talk to Norm in Colorado. Norm, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good day, gentlemen.
Hello? Good day.
Yes, I've got two of the right people to ask this question. I'll be real quick so someone else can talk. This thing with the border crossings and the amnesty, et cetera, I heard a man from Stanford Research Institute in the 70s, early 80s, stipulate that the futurists think was Texas would secede from the Union, Mexico would disappear, there would be a war, and I'm wondering if this would be the catalyst that might instigate that. What do you people know?
Do you want me to respond to that, Alan?
Please.
I don't believe Texas will secede from the Union. I think that's a foregone scenario. I do think they do intend to amalgamate the countries through this NAFTA free trade area of the Americas. This is setting the stage for diluting, of course, our political power.
That's publicly admitted, Norm. I mean, they admit from Chile to Alaska, one giant body with its own currencies, but all marked to the same value with the same digital stamp on them.
I'll go and let someone else talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Norm. Appreciate that. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Hi, Joel and Alex.
Yes.
I'm curious. We know that five of the six oligarchs, or maybe four out of five nowadays, of the oligarchs are Jewish and equally at home in Tel Aviv as they are in Moscow. You speak of a Russian bloc pushing for the global government. Does that coincide with the Zionist group, you know, headed up by people like Bronfman and Rothschild, or who exactly are we talking about heading up this Moscow bloc?
Well, in my opinion, the oligarchs were the true hidden powers behind the throne in the Soviet era, who bequeathed themselves the riches of the Soviet state industries and then turned themselves into a mafia. They're no more a mafia than the man on the moon in terms of an Italian-style mafia. This is, in fact, fronting for the Communist Party there in Russia. Now, the fact that a large percentage of them are Jews should not, in my opinion, be interpreted as a Zionist for Zionism conspiracy, because these people work against their Jewishness as much as anyone else does.
Well, it's now come out that a lot of Zionists actually supported Hitler.
That's correct. And a lot of that was, you know, there's two sides to that. One was a certain percentage of them wanted to drive the Jews from Europe. They wouldn't leave their posh, wealthy lifestyles there and go to Israel, to drive them to Israel, persecution to go forward. But in any case, I think it's very important to understand that even though there's a high percentage of Jews in key positions in the New World Order, they're not there because of their Jewishness, but against the concept of Zion.
You think they're just kind of hitching a ride then?
No, they're actually like being in control of people, and that's why they wed themselves to the New World Order. But it's not because they feel any
We'll be
kinship.
Right back.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.